Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare legbahe, azunke, azunke pare legbahe, pare legbahe, me la jan kase washo, azunke, pare le pare vodou legbahe,
azunke pare legbahe,
azunke.
Crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, and walk
and work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, I say. Today is November 19th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you live and archived virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the house of the Divine Prince, Tiya Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, Hoodoo Central, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along their spiritualist Hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And do join me here live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and Saturday evenings from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for 1 hour of Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes live here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number each and every day and during all live broadcasts is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. I would like to welcome you to the Power Lunch Divine All Blessing Affirmation and Manifestation. My website where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please also recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King Group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. Excuse me. And please do remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, respectively. Papa Say Who airs here on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio can be found in archive virtually 24 hours a day in the King's Chamber of my website, as well as the Truth Terrace, the powerful Queen Ifama, powerful and wise Queen Ifama, can also be found via the Queen's Chamber of my website, and fellow sister priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, authentic Sangoma High Priestess, can also be found virtually 24 hours a day in my Queen's Chamber. And again, my website where I can be reached, utilizing various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Don't take my word for it. Visit my profiles, read my comments, and my ratings. And again, know that there are several virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince site, where I offer a variety of Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, but also on my main Keen profile at www.keen.com/divine-prince. This is indeed a powerful, powerful time as we move forward into the so-called holiday season, a time of sharing, caring, unity, family, community. But also, if we are operating in our highest good, a time of thanksgiving, humility, and gratitude, not just for that which we've been blessed with right here, right now, in this divine moment in time and space, but also for knowing and understanding that our needs too shall be taken care of as we move forward into 2011. Again, today is November 19th, 2010, and we are in a Scorpio lunation with the moon in its gibbous phase in Taurus and the sun in Scorpio. So again, this is a time for meditation and contemplation, organizing, and being sure at our most real and tangible foundation. For those of you who have been listening and sharing with me, you know that is the spirit. For the spirit is more real, more tangible, more lasting, more reliable than this plastic, temporal, temporary, seasonal, ever-changing, spherical, cyclical, physical plane reality for which many of us are just ill-prepared to navigate. So amongst all the voices, all the shouts, all the chants, all the tirades, it becomes even more important that we hear from spirit. There are forces actively drawing your attention away from spirit, building up the illusion and tearing down the truth. So the job of finding that clarity, amongst all the voices, all the teachers, all the prophets, all the ministers, all the books, the simple answer, but often the most complicated answer for many, is that that spirit, that voice, is right there with you. If you would just allow it, open up to it, humble yourself before it. The illusion is that we are humbling ourselves to something outside of ourselves. No, we are truly humbling ourselves unto ourselves, our divine selves, our higher selves, our most powerful self. And that is often forgotten in the din and the noise and amongst all the coverings and maskings and all other forms of illusion and disillusion that we operate in here in this physical plane dimension, which even scientists know is nothing more than a complicated play of light and vibration, spirit. A stone that I've been working with and want to share with you today is hematite. And hematite gathers the light from the universe and manifests it upon the earth plane. This represents manifest light. Hematite has the ability to draw light energy into the most dense and most difficult situations. Its red aura indicates its ability to draw light into the first chakra, manifesting the light body in the human form, but also charging, energizing. For hematite has a powerful electrical current about it, which helps to stimulate the first chakra towards the ethereal realm, the spirit realm, our energetic realm. Remember when we were children and we would slide our feet across the carpet and shock each other? There is a energetic body that we all have, that we all inhabit, that we all react and respond to. And hematite is one of our better stones, not the only stone, but one of our better stones for tapping into strengthening, empowering that field. Hematite is a metallic silver gray stone that leaves a red streak when drawn across a plate. And because of this red streak, the ancient Greeks felt that hematite was the solidified blood of the earth, and so called it hematite, or blood-like stone. Hematite is the cardinal stone of the earth connection triad. And those triad stones, or three stones, are hematite, pyrite, often referred to as fool's gold, and cuprite. It represents within that triad the spiritual light behind all creation and the unity that underlines all throughout. So let's not continue to labor and belabor in the duality as we move forward into our cosmic universal understanding of unity and community. You may not understand, you may resist, but know that there is no way around this. The law is present even right now as we pollute the world and our waters for America's material gain and rubbish. We ultimately affect the entire planet by poisoning our water supply, our creating situations which affect our weather patterns, creating situations which affect our ability to live in harmony and in union with the planet, with the animal kingdom, with the world, with each other, but ultimately with ourselves. It is an extension of who we are, our own body. Hematite resonates with the energy of manifest light as matter. It helps to bring this divine light and understanding into the physical plane that we operate in for manifestation. And as an ally, it draws higher frequencies of spiritual energy onto the earth plane and grounding that energy into the physical body and physical manner. Hematite works as an energy regulator, drawing upon and balancing energy where it is needed. If there is a lack of energy, its frequencies aids one in connecting with Mother Earth and replenishing depleted stores of energy. If there is an overabundance of energy, it will aid in grounding that excess energy into the earth so that she may use it elsewhere in a helpful way. Hematite strengthens the energetic cord that binds us to the planet and allows higher frequency energies to enter and flow through the body. we know that all matter is actually energy, vibrating light, vibrating molecules, and vibrates within certain ranges of frequencies. We have come into physicality in order to experience resonance with these frequencies of energy so that we may learn from them, grow from them, evolve with them. Part of the experiment of physicality is to manifest spiritual light into the slower, lower frequencies of physicality. This is the process of divine purification and the goal of our spiritual growth to bring the vibration of matter into resonance with the vibration of spirit. To do this, we can consciously connect with the higher frequency energy of the divine, creative, cosmic universe and use our bodies and minds as channels for that energy to be transformed into the physical realm. Hematite is the ally that is best suited at aiding us in this work. By resonating the energy of hematite, we become more able to express our highest purposes here on Earth. Through hematite's guidance and administration, we are reminded that we are the doorway, the portal through which the age of light enters this physical earth plane dimension. I remind you here today that part of your purpose here on Earth is to bring light of spirit into the physical world. Even in darkness, through your creations, actions, and words, all things become empowered, healed, enlivened by higher frequency and vibration. All of the physical realm is composed of varying frequencies of light. This is a divine spiritual law. This is a African indigenous animistic understanding that all things within our spirit realm, physical realm, have a more powerful, more relevant spiritual or energetic manifestation. And by focusing upon becoming a channel for that light, you begin to manifest it into the physical world through your creations and experiences. So take time throughout the day to focus on expressing the light, divine spirit, through whatever you're doing. Connect with the earth element and bring the light not only into your own body, but onto the planet as well. It is through this expression of spirit that this new age of light, evolution, and consciousness is being born into our world. I am a channel of divine light and understanding. And each and every day I strive and ask and reverberate that divine spirit would bring me into union with itself, with myself, with all of its divine creation. We are one body, one spirit, one person. I ask that the obstacles that keep me from the experience of my divinity, of my divine presence, be removed. Let me clearly perceive divine light, voice, vibration, guidance. Walk with me into my mysteries. Replace my fear with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries. put on my life path. I give up the need to know. I give up the need to control why things happen as they do, and I surrender my will to a more powerful divine will. Let me feel the presence as much in change and transformation as in peace and happiness. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Allow my energies to be aligned with my most highest divine purpose. And I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges that develop. I actively, consciously speed my evolution. Show me things energetically, spiritually, rather than to have to manifest them and live them out in earth plane law and experience. Take away our distractions, our false voices, our illusions and misperceptions. Remove all of our blocks. Even me, even me. Show me my shadow side and what I'm here to learn. I call my divine spirit back into our present time, space, dimension for revelation and manifestation. And in so doing, I unplug my energy from people, places, and things into whom I have invested. And I will no longer finance the past, negative, unhelpful memories and energies. Help me to remember that all the people in my life are here according to a divine and perfect plan. They are helping me to fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping them to fulfill theirs. I bless, I forgive, I release to those whom I perceive as doing me harm. I forgive and release of those I have harmed in any way. This is the way of empowerment. This is the way of freedom. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help, and every time face in need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me, beside me. Divine guides along my way through every moment, every event, every emotion of every day. I am now wise. I am true, patient, powerful, and loved. All things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is me. I need only to still my mind, open my understanding, and listen to the real me. My divine creators are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength, unfailing. I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, I am without. I know no fear. The divine truth is life and love, spirit and unity. So co-create with me. Co-create with me. Won't you co-create me? And it shall be, Ashe. Please do join me here again at high noon on tomorrow for the power lunch. And, of course, Saturday evening, 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for 1 hour of hoodoo secrets and recipes. I will be introducing and sharing our preparations, continued preparations for the new and coming year tomorrow night on Hoodoo Central. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Remember who you are and that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. Ache.
Soit Saint-Jacques Marie nan poto, ba priye pe son nou bali la vi pou mwen. Soit Saint-Jacques Marie nan poto, ba priye pe son nou bali la vi pou mwen. Mel ganyen fè, ou el ganyen maling nan do. Saint-Jacques o, bali la vi pou mwen. Mel ganyen fè, nou el ganyen maling nan do. Saint-Jacques o, bali la vi pou mwen. Soit Saint-Jacques Marie nan poto, ba priye pe son nou bali la vi pou mwen. Soit Saint-Jacques Marie nan poto, ba priye pe son nou bali la vi pou mwen. Mel ganyen fè, nou el ganyen maling nan do. Saint-Jacques o, bali la vi pou mwen. Mel ganyen fè, nou el ganyen maling nan do. Saint-Jacques o, bali la vi pou mwen.
Ogou o, roi des anges, l'âme songe petit en moins, soit l'envoué, soit l'envoué par un ogou, soit l'envoué, l'âme songe petit en moins, soit l'envoué. Ogou o, roi des anges, l'âme songe petit en moins, soit l'envoué, soit l'envoué par un ogou, soit l'envoué. L'âme songe petit en un soit l'envoué. Ogou o, diable a dit la manger ouin si c'est vrai, pas tout vrai. Ogou o, diable a dit la manger ouin si c'est vrai, mais gain mon Dieu, qu'on gain l'être fin o, diable a dit la manger ouin c'est pas vrai, c'est pas vrai, timoun yo, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est joie, timoun yo, ça c'est blague. men gen bon die, ho gen le sen yo, diabla di la manje mwen se pa vwe, o gou, diabla di la manje mwen si se fwe, se pa fout fwe, o gou papa, diabla di la manje mwen si se fwe, men gen bon die, ho gen le sen yo, diabla di la manje mwen se pa vwe, pa vwe ti moun yo se pa vwe, sa se bla ti moun yo sa se jwet, men gen mon die, o gen le sen yo, diabla di la manje mwen se pa vwe.
Thank you.
c'est la vie nous y est. Papa, bon, dit là, le bon pira, tout ça qui passe pas bouger. Bon, c'est la vie nous y est, mes amis.
Thank you. foudaï, bila bila,
on
a vache que j'y d'aille.
Non, non, mauvais tato, marrelé, non, non, mauvais tato.
Pitano! Je vous what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love in a perfect harmony. It might take some time, get weary. By this I know I'll fulfill my destiny. Jah be the shield of my life and mark us watch over me. Protect us from our enemies, monsters, tyrants, and prophecies.